Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. Again, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So there's big news today. There's
big
a lot
news.
Of big news, actually. And here's one of the more interesting stories of the day. ABC News is reporting on a particular Congress critter, Florida Representative Mark Foley. He's resigned.
Really?
Do you know why?
I seem to recall having heard his name, but there's so many of them and there's so much corruption that it's difficult for me to remember exactly who's resigning why.
Well, Mark Foley apparently is one of the ringleaders, if you will, of the groups, one of the, I guess, leaders of groups of Congress people that is really fighting against child porn. They're really fighting against...
I remember this guy.
Yeah, he's a real fighter against things like child porn and, I guess, soliciting sex from children over the Internet, those sorts of crimes. This guy's been fighting the good fight, but now he's resigned because ABC News has printed a report which catalogs some of the conversations he's had with his congressional staffers, who happen to be teenage boys.
He has teenage boys working as his staffers? I guess I've heard of this Page program.
Yeah. Florida Representative Mark Foley's resignation came just hours after ABC News questioned the congressman about a series of sexually explicit instant messages involving congressional pages, high school students, who are under 18 years of age.
Mm.
In Congress, Representative Foley, a House Republican, was part of the Republican leadership and chairman of the House Caucus on Missing and Exploited Children. He crusaded for tough laws against those who use the Internet for sexual exploitation of children. Now, you remember, I've said before on this show that those who scream the loudest about these issues, those who scream the loudest about gay marriage, those who scream the loudest about suppressing children from being approached by adults on the Internet, are the ones that I would look at the closest as far as scrutinizing what their true motives are and what they really like to do with their free time. And this guy is a perfect example of somebody who's leading the parade against abusing teens online.
So he's talking dirty to his staffers, his young male staffers.
But here's what, first, before we get to the text of the conversations, which ABC News censored for us, so we don't actually get to read the really dirty stuff. But Foley said of sexual exploitation of children on the Internet, quote, "They are sick people. They need mental health counseling," said Foley. But according to several former congressional pages, the congressman used the Internet to engage in sexually explicit exchanges. They say he used the screen name MAF54 on these messages provided to ABC News. Here's a few excerpts for you. MAF54. "You in your boxers, too?"
"Oh, my God."
"Teen. No, I just got home. I had a college interview that went late." MAF54. "Well, strip down and get relaxed." Another message. MAF54. "What you wearing?" "T-shirt and shorts." MAF54. "Love to slip them off of you."
"Oh, my God."
MAF54, another conversation. "Do I make you a little horny?" "Teen, a little." MAF54, "Cool." 800-259-9231, that's the toll-free number. Your comments.
He's quite a hustler.
The language gets more graphic, according to ABC News. Too graphic to be broadcast. And at one point, the congressman appears to be describing Internet sex. Federal authorities say such messages could result in Foley's prosecution.
What is Internet sex?
I guess cyber sex.
Like talking about, you know,
having
like
sex,
typing.
Yes.
I'd like to do this and,
yes,
and that too.
I'm taking off your pants.
That's not sex.
No, it's
just
not.
In case anybody wondered.
But nonetheless, because of the laws that Foley has passed, he may now be facing prosecution under those exact laws that he had worked so hard to enact.
Well,
which, that's appropriate enough,
yeah,
I suppose.
Good for him.
Brad Garrett, a former FBI agent, now ABC News consultant, says adds up to soliciting underage children for sex, and what it amounts to is serious, both state and federal violations that could potentially get you a number of years. Foley's resignation letter was submitted late this afternoon, and he left Capitol Hill without speaking to reporters. In a statement, he said he was, quote, "deeply sorry," and apologized for letting down his family and the people of Florida. but he made no mention of the internet messages or the pages. One former page tells ABC News that his class was warned about Foley by people involved in the program. Other pages told ABC News they were hesitant to report Foley because of his power in Congress. All of this came to a head within the last 24 hours. Yesterday, ABC News asked the congressman about some much tamer emails from one page. And this made the front page of ABC News, these very tame emails. There didn't really seem to be anything of note in them. And I caught myself wondering, I was asking myself why ABC News was even reporting on this, because it really wasn't a big deal to me at all from what I read. And now today, like, the bombshell has dropped. Apparently, after the report came out yesterday, ABC News received, we began to hear from a number of other pages who were sent these much more explicit instant messages. When the congressman realized that we had them, he resigned.
Mm.
And you would think that, you know, there could have been a possibility that he could have said something like, well, I didn't say that. That was somebody else using my screen name. I mean, because there's no way to really prove it, right? I mean, the person behind the screen name.
I can tell you without a doubt that people have hacked my screen name before and sent messages under my name.
But nonetheless,
and sexy messages, as a matter of fact, because those are the only ones that are any fun to send,
right.
I guess.
I think that the fact that he resigned is almost like an admission of guilt in this particular case. Because if he really didn't send these messages, he should have come out and said, "Whoa, this is a smear campaign. I, as a fighter of child porn and a fighter of internet sexual advances on teenagers, would never engage in such an activity." But no, he just quietly, "Okay, I'm sorry, goodbye.
Yep, well,
don't prosecute me."
It's because he did it.
Exactly.
Sorry,
allegedly.
Sorry about my family. It sounds to me like he did it.
It sounds to me like that, too. And I just think it's awfully apropos. I think it's very interesting that this guy, this fighter for passing more laws against these sorts of things, was caught up in the business himself.
Yeah, it seems to happen like that. Who was the preacher that got caught in the late 80s with the hooker? You remember that one?
I don't know.
There's been plenty
of preachers that have been caught for all kinds of things.
I hate to just toss out a name. I've got one on the top of my head, but that's the sort of accusation that one doesn't want to be confused with.
So I don't bring this up to make it sound like we shouldn't, that teenagers shouldn't be safe, or that child porn's a good thing. It's certainly not. It's dangerous, and it's a bad idea. I'm pointing this out to point out the hypocrisy of the people involved here.
People use these things. I mean, obviously, he wanted to get into power, and I can't imagine what his purpose was in pushing this if he was a guy who does it. But
I don't understand it myself. And if you can help us, I don't know, analyze the psychology going on here, why it is that some of the loudest mouths about issues like this tend to be the ones who are the ones committing the crimes themselves. Why is it? I mean, is it some sort of a psychological process of them trying to deny their true nature? I mean, what goes on in these people's heads? 1-800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. And yesterday we brought you a story about the 53-year-old guy barging into a school and taking six females hostage, releasing four of them, killing one of them, and then shooting himself. And now, within days, there's been another school shooting. This one, the principal was the target. According to the AP, a teenager brought two guns to his rural school and shot the principal to death on Friday after a struggle with adults and other students. The 15-year-old was taken into custody and charged with first-degree intentional homicide. According to the district attorney, it was not clear why the student opened fire or if the principal, John Klang, was the intended target. Witnesses said the student walked in with a shotgun before classes began. A custodian, teachers, and students wrestled with him, but he broke through, took out a handgun, and shot Principal Klang three times. The custodian said the teen was a special education student who told him that he was there to kill someone, but he didn't say who. Quote, he was calm, but he was on a mission, said Dave Thompson, the custodian. Sophomore Shelley Rupps described the boy as a freshman with few friends and said he was, quote, just weird in the head. He always used to kid around about bringing things to school and hurting kids, she said at a gas station nearby. Thompson said the student first pointed a shotgun in a teacher's face. He grabbed away the gun, but the student then appeared to be reaching for another gun. So Thompson and a teacher took cover. Thompson then ran into the kitchen to call 911 at that point, shortly thereafter. He shot the principal. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show, 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. Live streams there. Broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, both on the house, freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So I don't know if there's really even a point to making the same points I made last night. It's just one school shooting after the next, and just to simply recap what we said last night, is this whole situation would have been awfully different if the janitor, for instance, we're talking about this kid that killed his principal at his local rural area high school, shot his principal to death, but before he shot the principal to death, he had a shotgun wrestled away from him by the school janitor.
Yeah.
What if the janitor had a gun in the small of his back?
I can't understand why the janitor didn't just take the shotgun and shoot the kid.
Maybe he didn't know how.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows? Anyway, I just think that these things would be awfully different if people were free to bear arms, like the Second Amendment specifies they're supposed to be free, on school grounds. Because it's clear that the stupid little rules against guns and the rules against firearms aren't stopping the maniacs.
Yep. I mean, you know, this gun-free zone doesn't stop the people that want to use guns to kill people. I mean, as opposed to using guns to protect themselves. Obviously, it's this gun-free zone, you pass a little law, it doesn't automatically slip that gun out of your waistband when you're intended to go in there and shoot your principal.
Afraid not. 800-259-9231 to the phones we go. Let's talk to Torgo, calling from California.
Howdy, folks.
Hey, Torgo. What are you doing in California?
I am at the Podcasting and Portable Media Expo.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And
I'm here representing Free Talk Live in an official capacity.
Fantastic. You and Johnson are actually at the show, I believe, yes?
Yep, Johnson is here. I would have called in earlier, but my cell phone's broken, so I'm borrowing Mike D's cell phone.
That's okay. Mike D from Red Bar Radio.
Yep.
So now, you guys, when did you arrive? Was it this morning?
It was this afternoon around 2 o'clock Pacific time.
So what are some highlights so far? I mean, I've never been to the Podcast Expo. It's the second year. What's going on there?
Well, there's been, you know, there's all kinds of booths for, you know, hosting providers and people offering products for podcasters. They've got a stage set up where there are some people doing presentations. There was a fairly big-name podcast that was doing a live broadcast when we got here, so it was good. And there's a podcast award ceremony happening later, which is why I'm here.
Oh, you are going to be accepting an award for Free Talk Live, are you not?
Yes, I'm sending you another pretty little statue to put next to your first one.
We do like those statues.
That's true. It is our second year in a row, and I guess we won Best Political of 2006. Are they going to let you actually have like a little speech time or anything like that?
I'm not sure yet. The ceremony starts in about a half hour. I'm getting ready to head over there right now.
Gotcha.
And I'm sure they'll give us all the details when we get there.
Now, last year I heard there was something like 700 people in attendance. What do we got this year as far as your estimate?
There's definitely a couple thousand people here.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's tremendous. Is it in a convention center or something? Where is it at?
It is. It's in the Ontario Convention Center in Ontario, California. And they've got a fair-sized room. There's probably 25 booths, vendor booths set up, and a couple thousand people milling about, some of them podcasters, some of them podcast listeners.
Meet anybody that whose podcasts you've listened to in the past?
I have, as a matter of fact. Some that Ian would prefer I don't mention by name, but some people that I like, and I listen to their shows, so it's good.
Right on. So if now, what's it cost to get into the expo for people that might be in the area?
It's absolutely free.
Cool. That's cool.
I'm sorry. I'm wrong. The expo has started. So it was free to pre-register. It is $25, but that covers both days. So if you want to come out for the rest of today or if you want to come out all day tomorrow, there's, you know, some keynote speeches, there's some presentations, all kinds of interesting stuff going on.
Neat.
It's at the Ontario Convention Center in Ontario, California.
Fantastic. So, any other highlights? I mean, are you and Johnson, you're going to be sleeping together tonight, isn't that the case?
Oh, yes, we are.
Isn't Mike D sharing a room with you as well?
Yeah, we've got three men and two beds, so I'm not exactly sure.
That's going to be interesting.
One bed is going to be just full of warmth and love.
Yeah, there's going to be some interesting competition going on tonight to see who gets the lonely bed.
I've volunteered for the floor because I'm a stand-up guy like that.
Oh, you kind of bring your own padding, so it doesn't really matter.
You could sleep anywhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cool, man. Well, I don't know. If there's anything else that you want to share with us, feel free. I've never been to a podcast expo, so I really don't know what other questions to ask about it.
No, I just know I'm going to go to the awards thing, and then I'm going to drink free booze later.
Yes.
Any hot chicks running around? Tight outfits?
There are several of those.
Things?
There are several of those, and I have a camera, so that'll be good.
Great, excellent.
And there is going to be some amplifier-only content that comes out of this weekend.
Oh, cool. Really? Very cool. Well, we're looking forward to that.
I was just going to say, so if you're not an amplifier, you might want to think about it if you want to see something fun.
Yeah. It's not going to be anything to do with the sleeping arrangements, right?
No, not exactly.
Good. Cool,
there
man.
There won't be any sleeping going on in that video.
if anything else develops, certainly give us a call back tomorrow night and let us know what happens, okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Targo, and have fun. Have a good night. 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. So that's cool, man. And it's, you know, that's nice.
Now, the Ampers paid this to send them there, right?
The amplifiers did pay. Although
that is so great.
Torgo and Johnson did pay for their own hotel room.
Okay.
So they kind of, amplifiers paid for the plane tickets.
I see.
Basically. Which is something like $300 a pop.
That's a when I went to California from Florida, it was $600. So I think the amplifiers got a deal.
Exactly. All right, so the amplifier, the podcast expo going on right now, Torgo and Johnson are there milling about, though you sort of have to know what they look like, I suppose, because we don't have the Free Talk Live staff shirts quite yet. So
look for a pair of big guys.
Yeah, they're very big, and they like to hang out together.
Yep.
All right. 1-800-259-9231. So the principal's shot, he's dead. There's another school shooting. That's done. That's over with. And actually, I was looking at the ABC News report on this Representative Foley. And I did find some links here to some of the more, I guess, detailed descriptions of the conversations. I've yet to actually look into them to see what sort of juicy details we can extract, but I will definitely be doing that to see what else this sicko, who is now resigned from office, was saying to these young men. And also, on the way here, Mark, I want you to have this Feds tracking kids. Since we're talking about kids,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about schools, apparently the federal government would like to track your children, or you, if you're still in high school or middle school or whatever, all the way through your school education and into your jobs as well. What exactly is going on? Do you have this?
I do have it. It's just a scary, weird piece of legislation. It's sort of a long article, but I can tease you a little bit with it if you'd like. from the same folks that brought you Katrina relief, the Bush administration hacks and Republican Party's very, very partisan article, by the way, from, I would assume, the Democratic side. And Republican Party loyalists now want their K Street cronies to regulate the entire U.S. college and university system. These appointees and apparchiks, I guess that's how you say that, apparchiks, I don't know, are proposing lockstep federal regulation and oversight over all colleges and universities and tracking every single student's lifelong education record.
That's the part that's disturbing to me. I thought that the feds were already in charge of the universities. I thought they were already making diktats and rules to be followed.
Well, there's a certain amount of autonomy for the universities.
But they're talking about increasing the amount of control. We'll get into the details coming up. 800-259-9231. Maybe some more perverted excerpts from Representative Mark Foley and your calls as well. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. There's the listener map there. Over 1,500 of our listeners have added themselves to it. You go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself as well, or just scroll around and surf the world and see who else is listening to Free Talk Live. It's pretty neat, and it's free, of course, at map.freetalklive.com. We are going to continue the story about this, I guess, new federal program or law or something that's being proposed to track students throughout their school career all the way into at least their first job, maybe further than that. I don't know. We'll talk about that in a bit, but we got to go to the phones first. It is your show. Let's go to Zach in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Zach.
Hey, I was in a class today, and my teacher said, well, why don't we talk about politics today? That I know a lot of you have mentioned that you're pretty strong conservatives and strong liberals, and there are even a few libertarians in here. Mm-hmm. And she said, why don't we talk about the recent episode with spinach and the FDA? And so I was like, well, I don't think we should have an FDA or USDA. I think it should all be regulated by private businesses. And so some of the people were like, oh, no, we can't have that. And I was like, well, why not? We already have those things like that. We have ESRB that regulates video games and MPAA for movies and UL for electronics and stuff. And I said, those are voluntary firms that certify different things. Why couldn't we have that for food?
Indeed.
And then another person said, yeah, and you have Consumer Reports for other things. That's another voluntary independent agency. And right. Like right after that, I started listening to the podcast from last night. And you were talking about the same thing, and I thought that was really cool.
What a coincidence. Right on. So it sounded like some of your classmates sort of caught on with the idea after you brought it up.
Right. And then, one, I was like, yeah, because the FDA just, they don't have the incentive to do the job, and they'll make the mistakes. And some guys were like, well, everyone makes mistakes. And I said, well, yeah, but everyone else would have incentives not to. The FDA, if they make a mistake, oh, well, they're still going to get funding from taxpayers. So it doesn't really matter if they mess up. But if it was a private corporation, they'd have more vested interest in making sure they don't make mistakes.
Right. And when the government messes up, you pay for it. When if you're the spinach farmer, well, you're just out of business and out of luck. Who cares? I mean, if it's some private company that messes up in dealing with you, at the very least, you can get some kind of compensation out of them. The federal government doesn't have to give you any.
Or people could stop buying their products. People could stop buying their consumer reports, and then their business would dry up. Or people could stop buying their certification. If they felt it wasn't worth anything, nobody would want it. So great point, Zach, and thank you for the call, and good luck continuing your mission to, bring some of your classmates to the light, if you will. These poor kids, they've been so brainwashed by the system. I was on a conference call with Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org today. It was Jim and a bunch of other guys, some lawyers in there, and there's some media guys as well. And we were just sort of all brainstorming on what to do about this this situation with the torture bill being passed and our freedoms just being decimated. And one guy was commenting on how effective the government schools have been at just dumbing people down and eliminating their ability to critically think and not question the government. And he's absolutely right. And so thank goodness some of our listeners are invading their classrooms with these libertarian pro-freedom ideas. I think it's good. It's great.
I'm glad it's catching on.
Absolutely. So let's talk about classrooms. Let's talk about what's going on. The federal government, Mark, what is this? Where is this from again? Some Democrat website?
This is from, John Series, the nationally syndicated columnist.
Okay.
So get this. They want to create a massive central database, a huge federal registry that stores every single student's educational record with enrollment information, academic performance, along with personal financial aid information. So they're going to basically know how wealthy they are, too. Starting from kindergarten, through high school, through college, and beyond into the workplace so that they can track employment outcomes.
That's the purpose of this?
Well, thank you, Big Brother. You can be certain that Halliburton or one of its subsidiaries will get a piece of this delicious pie. So claims Mr. Siri. The National Association of Independent Colleges and Universities and other groups have raised obvious privacy questions, especially since the commission at one point proposed using students' Social Security numbers to link transcript information to the central database. Charles Miller, the chairman of the Spellings Commission, barked back, "I don't know who appointed them, the private college's guardians of privacy." Mr. Miller, a private family investor with a bachelor's degree in mathematics, is the former chairman of the Board of Regents of the University of Texas System, another underqualified Governor George Bush appointee, come back to haunt us in the national scene. By the way, thank you for your reassurances about student privacy, Chuck. So, who's doing all this? George W. Bush's Secretary of Education, Margaret Spellings, assembled a hand-picked commission, stacked it with corporate executives along with some respectable-sounding frontmen for various groups. I mean, this guy's an obvious partisan Democrat.
Yeah.
And gave them the charge that the entire U.S. higher education system ought to be radically restructured along more aggressively pro-business lines.
What does that mean?
Well, obviously, when they say pro-business, they don't mean cutting down on the regulation. They mean increasing it, because that's just how that goes these days when the Republicans redo things. It just means that their buddies are going to get handouts. Crony capitalism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Margaret Spelling wants uniform measurement testing in colleges so that colleges would have to prove value-added outcome information to prospective customers in order to receive federal funding for financial aid. Some concerned parties are breathing a sigh of relief that the final report seems to have backed off some of its earlier drafted dictates. The Collegiate Learning Assessment, a comprehensive test, is to be used across campuses, administered to freshmen freshmen and to seniors. Did anyone in the commission realize how absurdly impractical, and here's a word I'm not even familiar with, pedagogically destructive such tests would be in a liberal arts environment? I'm not sure whether I even understand why these standardized tests would be good or bad, but I can tell you that there's no reason the federal government should be dictating that private colleges be handing out, you know, be having to have these standardized tests.
Well, that much may be true, but I find myself having a tough time feeling sorry for the guy writing this article. He makes it sound like he's sort of a teacher or something like that, or somebody who's really closely connected.
He seems to understand the issue.
With the colleges. Sounds like he's really closely connected with the colleges. And I'm sorry, I don't feel bad for you. You're the ones that set the groundwork here.
Right.
It's the same issue as what's going on with the power of the government in the areas of terrorism and all that. Well, you guys, you liberal-type socialists who are behind the schools for the most part, you guys are the ones that were involved in getting the federal government involved with colleges in the first place.
Yeah, you
right?
wanted everybody to get an education, so
you
the government
the handouts.
Had to, yeah, the government had to make handouts for everybody to
right.
be able to get. I'll bet you Hillsdale College in Michigan isn't going to have these standardized tests because
no,
they don't
accept it.
They don't accept a single penny from the federal government. God bless them at Hillsdale College.
They're the only one, right? Isn't that the only college
essentially
in the country?
The only college.
So I don't feel sorry for him at all. I mean, this is what happens when you set the federal government into one particular area. This, in this case, it's schools. They get bigger and more. Their coverage gets more extensive of the things that they want to get their little paws into and mess around with. And no surprise, look at this: an administration gets in that you don't like, and they start doing things that you don't like. But you're the ones that created the programs in the first place. You're the ones that created the ability for the federal government to be this way.
Well, I love the quote that Mr. Siri comes off with here is, whatever happened to the accountability and efficiency of the free market? The free market? I mean, please. The colleges in America, higher education in America, is not a free market.
No.
We're giving these people money.
No,
they're just throwing the money around. It's not their money that they earned.
What happened?
So therefore, the rates for students that do have to pay for their own education are significantly higher.
Right, and what happened to the free market? Why don't you go talk to some of the economics professors there at your college and find out what they think of the free
they're
market.
They're all pinko socialists,
exactly. I don't feel sorry for you at all. More coming back. Your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything's totally free. And one of the ways you can help us support the website, because even though it's free to you, it's not free to us. It does cost us money to run. You can help us out by buying some stuff at our store at store.freetalklive.com. We've got T-shirts.
Ball caps.
Free Talk Live hats, Free Talk Live branded shirts, bowling shirts even.
Just about everything comes in your choice of black or yellow.
Yep, that's right. And, of course, different sizes as well. And let's see, there's
bowling shirts come on like triple X large or something.
Maybe even larger than that. Yeah. They do get large.
Tent sized.
And let's see, there's also DVD classic archive sets, which have very high quality classic archives as well. And more. Store.freetalklive.com.
There's a flag, too.
There is. Store.freetalklive.com. So, again, still talking about this issue where some academic guy's complaining about how the Bush administration wants to create a tracking program for every single student. And this is certainly something to be a little bit frightened about. I mean, no doubt about that. I don't mean to demean the fact that he's bringing this to the forefront by saying that I don't feel sorry for him. I do think it's an important issue. I do think parents should be aware of this. You know, the federal government.
You can't defend it against it.
Yeah, I think you could.
I guess you could send your kid to private school.
You could homeschool your kid. Which is, by the way, becoming more and more popular. I saw an article this week. I did not bookmark it, however. It was about how black Americans are now showing up at homeschool conventions. They sort of were showing up a little bit in the 90s, but here in the aughts, they're really coming out. I mean, black Americans are pulling their kids out of these crappy government schools and homeschooling. And I think it's great. I think the more people that do that, the better, because kids are getting better educations from homeschooling.
It's your most valuable asset, your child, and I can't see turning it over to the government. I wouldn't trust them with anything.
Unfortunately, there's still a lot of government regulations that are placed upon homeschoolers. A lot of states don't like the fact that there are homeschoolers. They want all children to go within the state-run system. So they try to make the homeschooling regulations, in some states at least, as onerous and as difficult to comply with as possible, simply because they just want to discourage parents from doing it. And so that's another front that people are going to have to be fighting on, parents are going to have to fight on. If you want to have the freedom to educate your children in the way that you think is best, well, there's some laws that are probably going to have to be repealed in your state, because the teachers' unions and the bureaucrats certainly don't want that.
No, they don't want that at all.
They think everybody should have the same exact education to the same exact federal or state level standards, and it's just ludicrous to believe that that should be the case. To believe that all children learn the same. To believe that all children must learn the same things.
Yeah, to know the same things. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. I'm sorry, I loved math in school. I enjoyed it. I made it all the way to trigonometry and analytic geometry. Yeah. Not that I was really good at that particular class, but I made it that far. I haven't used algebra in real life. Just haven't used it. Maybe geometry a little bit in doing some woodworking, but it's not really even understanding of the geometry. It's just more of like a basic understanding of it when in doing angles and that sort of thing.
Now, that's not to say math isn't important.
Sure, it's very important
for a lot of careers. Being an engineer, an architect, a programmer. I mean, there's plenty of careers where math is critical and you need to know it. But if you aren't interested in those careers, why should you be forced to learn these things? I mean, this is just one example of how one-size-fits-all schooling is just a bad idea. But, of course, the government got involved, and it was because of people like the guy that was writing this article before, these socialist professors.
John Sirius.
These academic types. It was because of them saying that everyone deserves an education and we should centrally redistribute wealth so everyone can get that education. Well, now you've got what you didn't expect to get. You've got an administration that disagrees with you in charge, and they're going to use your apparatus, mm-hmm. your government program that you so proudly created, against you at this point.
And that's how it always happens with government programs. Whoever you are and whatever your political beliefs are, when you create a government program, at some point or another, the pendulum is going to swing and somebody else is going to be in charge. And then they're going to have your government program that you thought was so great. And you're going to howl at the moon at the way they change things. And it's always going to have unintended consequences like this. And there's always going to be people that are hurt.
People that
are damaged by the system that you created.
Which is why it's so amazing that coming back to the torture issue... Again, I was on the conference call with Jim Babka from Downsize DC today, and one of the guys on the conference call was talking about how apparently somebody used that argument. That argument was brought up, I guess, on the floor of the House or the Senate when this torture bill was being debated.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody actually broached the point that, hey, guys, are you sure you want to be doing this? Because what if another administration gets in that you don't agree with? For instance, the Republicans are in charge now, but that doesn't mean they'll be in charge forever.
No.
What if the Democrats get in and turn around and use the same powers that you've created and authorized here against you or your friends or your campaign manager or whatever? Somebody broached that on the House floor. And
poppycock, government works.
Apparently it fell on dead ears. You would think they would get that point.
No. They don't. The allure is just too strong.
The allure of the power?
The allure of the power and the easy money. They're able to give this money when it comes to the torture bills. They've got these contractors that they want to reward these contracts to their friends. There's
what contracts?
There's intelligence contractors out there.
Okay.
That's what I believe the plane gal was. She had stopped working for the CIA and started being a contractor. Working for some other company.
Because I was wondering how the Congress is going to benefit from this, because it seems to me that they're just giving power to the executive branch. I mean, how is it that the members of Congress are benefiting here? There must have been some sort of backroom negotiation going on, some sort of threatening going on. This is another point I brought up on the conference call. I said, well, what if, I mean, we don't know how many of these senators and representatives have been threatened. With who knows what.
Yeah.
Because we
torture.
Know there have been allegations that the warrantless wiretapping was being used for political purposes.
There has
so
been.
So we don't know. Maybe they gathered some dirt on some of these senators and representatives and said, look, so-and-so, like Representative Foley, you know, we've got this information about how you talk dirty to a teenager online, and we're going to release it if you don't vote in the way that we think that you should vote. Now, I don't know how he voted on the torture thing. I have no idea.
I thought he was a state senator.
No.
Okay.
He is a representative,
gotcha.
I believe. And so who knows what sort of threats were being bantied about in Congress to get people to vote in this particular way. Because it doesn't seem like the legislature can benefit directly from this torture bill, with the exception of maybe getting reelected. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe they believed that if they didn't vote for this, they wouldn't get reelected.
They would look soft on terror, and no one...
Right.
And they've turned that into a big issue. There hasn't been any terror in this country in 5 years.
That's the critical campaign issue
it
for 2006.
The economy. It doesn't make any sense to me that it's not the economy. Because the economy is not that great.
But
housing is just taking a crap.
But nobody wants to talk about that, because then they could be blamed for it. Well, the housing's taking a crap, and it looks like it took a crap on your watch, sir. So maybe we should eject you from office. They don't want to talk about things like that, things that are real and
then
concrete.
Why are the Democrats pulling out that card?
Well, because they're in office too, I guess. I don't know. They don't want to talk about things that are real and concrete. They want to talk about torture, or they want to talk about, rather, terrorism, because it's scary.
Yeah,
because you can scare people. This is, they're going to start ramping it up again before the elections this year, freaking people out and getting them to turn out again in droves and vote for the same fools that are in office today. 1-800-259-9231.
You know, incumbents are incompetent. Incumbents are, they're reelected. I think that the percentages are like 90-something percent that incumbents are reelected at. It's just incredible to me. People just recognize a name and they vote for it.
1-800-259-9231. There's news on the way about another drug raid. This one, we've talked to you before about how the police just love to kill family dogs.
They do like
they just love to kill them. And yet another one has been slaughtered by the police. We'll bring you that story and more all on the way here. Plus, Iraqi journalists are facing prison. For doing what? Building bombs? Setting them on the side of the road? What were they doing that they were facing prison for? Well, apparently, these guys were insulting the government.
Oh, just offending politicians.
Right. And how long is it before, as we pointed out in the past, how long is it going to be before some of these things that they're doing in Iraq are going to come over here? How long is it going to be before journalists in America?
I mean, it's our little fiefdom. We're there. The neocons are over there setting up their perfect world.
Nothing happens in Iraq without the United States saying it's okay.
Yeah. So
how long before the same policies come over this direction? How long before a journalist or a radio talk show host or whoever who's talking out against the administration becomes a criminal, becomes somebody who's going to be prosecuted for insulting the government? For breaking rank. 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is on the way. We'll discuss all this and more. Take your calls about whatever's on your mind. If you make them, 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. Plus one other story, at least, about the Animal Liberation Front.
I do love them.
Since we're going to talk about dead dogs, we'll also talk about dead fish. Hour 2 is coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.